You're listening to Seedlings at Bit by Bit. Is that what we say?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello and welcome. It is January 27th, and we are back with our end of the month show. We have, I'm Bob Sprankle down in South Berwick, Maine, and we have Cheryl Oakes.
And I'm in Carabasset Valley right now.
And Alice Barr.
Kennebunkport, Maine.
And Cheryl, you're on, well, we're on all on Skype, but you're making all your phone calls from the ski lodge now with Skype. You want to talk about that
yes.
a little bit?
Until Wednesday, January 31st, you can purchase an unlimited cycle of calling through Skype from your computer to landlines and cell phones. And it's $14.95 after January 31st, for a whole year. And after January 31st, it's going to be $25 for the whole year, unlimited phone calls. And I first thought I would do it just to support Skype since I use it so much. But then I thought about, we don't really have a long distance carrier here at the Mountain House, and it's all pretty expensive long distance. So I've been using my Skype, my USB microphone, my iPod headphones, and calling everywhere. And my son Nathan, who's quite famous on this show now, said that he was blown away at the quality of the sound. He said it was better than a cell phone to cell phone.
Wow. Yeah, I have to sign up for that. Even though I don't have a need for it, I'm sure at some point I'll just want to start making calls.
Let me tell you a perfect place that we will all use this. It's in our classrooms. And we're all in schools, and schools do not have unlimited phone lines. So often in my central office, all three phone lines are busy, and I could use my Skype to call out instead of waiting for a phone line to be free. And if you're working on a computer, Bob, you don't have a walk-around phone. You could use another computer next to you and call on your Skype. If you needed to talk to tech support.
True, yes. Or even holding a phone and trying to type at the same time.
Right.
You don't have that problem with Skype, yeah.
Right.
So great.
And Cheryl,
great deal.
Can you clarify that's $14.95 for the year?
For the year, yes.
Why wouldn't you even just do it to do it? Yeah.
Right. That's what I did, yeah. And now I'm finding all these other uses that makes sense to do it.
Wow.
Plus, yeah. There you are. You're able to record phone conversations and,
Mm-hmm.
You never know if you need to do that, so.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's the show all about?
Well, I thought that the three of us should talk about the free online courses that we're involved in. And, that really make it a how-to be involved in online courses. And I think it's a really good follow-up to how passionate we are about blogging, how, blogging has been the biggest piece of staff development that I've done in the past year until we ran into, Webheads too, but then until we ran into the K-12 online conference. I'm involved in Webheads again, and Alice is involved in a Webhead gaming course, right, Alice?
Right.
So I just thought if we could talk about how-tos. How do you do this? How do you find out about it?
Well, I found out about it Webheads from you talking about it so much. And when I went to check out the class, there was a huge choice of things to do, from beginning blogs all the way up to sort of more advanced topics. And so I chose digital gaming because I'm really interested in how, you know, we've talked on the show before about Mark Prensky's work and how kids use the skills in gaming. We would like to see them, or we've questioned how we could get kids to use those skills in the classroom. And so that's why I'm taking this course.
Okay, now before we get going into the conversation, are we going to do Geek of the Week? I just wanted to throw that out before we lost our... Or should we keep going and do that at the end?
Let's do it at the end.
Okay. Yep. Wow, shaking it
we'll
up.
We'll hold them for the suspense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so let's see. I heard about webheads from listening to worldbridges.net and through EdTech Talk. So if anybody hasn't tuned into those two spots on the web, you really need to, you know, start there. And it's kind of like it could be your catalog of what's available online in the free realm. And then the K-12 online conference was just all out there in the blogosphere. Everybody was talking about it. And that really kicked off with David Warlick's unbelievable keynote that was filmed and presented, you know, as a movie for his keynote. But how, you know, if you hear about these things, how hard is it to sign up for a class?
It's pretty, you know, I mean, in my experience, it was very easy just writing, you know, Jeff Utech and, you know, sending my check to Plymouth University because we're doing the course credits as well. You know, I think, you know, I've really been dragging it out and I kind of like doing that because I keep going back and, you know, listening to some podcasts, reflecting and then taking time away. And it's been nice. I mean, I've been doing it over, what, 3 months now or so?
Right.
And it's really been great. You know, it definitely doesn't feel overwhelming, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. I think the Webhead digital gaming classes, they're only 6 weeks from middle January to the end of February. At first, it's a little bit overwhelming when you see all the stuff. But if you just go through step by step, what's great about these courses is that everything is explained to you. So, for example, this week in my gaming class, they said download Yahoo Messenger. If you've never used Yahoo Messenger, click here to get the instructions for how to do it. So the stuff that they're giving you is stuff that you might go back and use with teachers or students, you know, instructionally. Which I thought, I find it very, very helpful. And then the other thing that I really like is that the course is a combination of video clips, online reading, and then we have a Skype conversation once a week, just like this. So it's sort of hitting on all kinds of learning styles.
That's great. And the buzzwords that you'll hear when you take online classes are synchronous learning, which is all of us Skyping together at the same time, and asynchronous learning, being able to access the online videos or the online articles on your schedule. Because all of the classes that the three of us are involved in are being accessed by people all over the planet. So everyone's in a different time zone.
Right. You have to know your GMT time.
Yes.
I'd like to mention Hitchhiker too. I haven't been there in a while, but I just went there.
Oh yeah.
And so that is Hitchhiker, like Flickr. And Dave Warlick put this together, didn't he? Isn't this his baby?
Yep.
So this is all these conferences, you know, ed tech conferences, educational conferences that are out there, and people kind of hitch a ride by going in and reading the latest blog entries from those conferences. And of course, this is a place where you can find out about these as well. You know, KH-12 is right listed on there. You know, NEC, all those.
And of course, we'll put the links to the courses we're taking so you can get those too.
Yep. The other thing that's interesting about taking these online courses, it's not like we are, you know, in a room by ourselves taking this class and reading the articles and thinking of reflecting on them. You know, blogging, the blogs and the wikis are a real big part of it, because and Skyping, because you have conversations about the articles, or conversations about downloading Yahoo Messenger and use it, or conversations about using Skype. So it isn't, even though it's an online class and you think you may be sitting in your office at home or sitting on your couch at home and doing all the work by yourself, there is a huge amount of collaboration involved. Much more collaboration, I think, than going and taking a university class and sitting in a lecture hall.
Definitely. Yeah. And it keeps popping up all over the place. You know, even, you know, with the K-12 class, you're pretty much asked to, you know, blog your responses to the podcast or the video cast. And, you know, I think Jeff says this would be great if you did it on your blog rather than just at the online course Moodle. And, you know, I'm still trying to get my confidence with blogging, and certainly, you know, putting my my reflections that I would do in a course out there, that was a real challenge for me. But I did it. And, you know, it's great because it's more accessible to the rest of the community. And I think other people are reading that and probably, you know, also saying, oh, what's this K-12? Or I find the tags for K-12 and can find out some other people's reflections on the show. So it's you know, it's really a great place to do it rather than tuck it away on the class's Moodle.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. The other thing that I like about taking this online class is, you know, in a university class, sitting in, you know, the lecture or the classroom, you have an assignment that's due on a particular date. And with these online courses, there are some deadlines for your assignments, but because they're available on the web, people go and continue to add comments to your reflection or your blog so that it continues on and on.
Right.
So, Alice, I'd love to hear a little bit about your game class.
Okay.
That's, you know, if I had time, that's something I would have wanted to do, but of course I'm pretty busy right now.
But you could go back and take it later.
Exactly, yeah.
The best part is that it's, the materials are incredible. So anyway, the premise of this is primarily for language learners. So the bulk of the people in the class are ESL teachers. So they're looking at how to use games to improve language skills. And so we've had a conversation around, you know, improving language skills. And but I think it's moving in the direction of what I was talking about before, is that critical thinking skills and those gaming skills for use in the classroom. The reading materials are really good so far, and the there are videos about things like addictive video gaming, which might be a good resource for some of your parent stuff that you're doing. And then there's a discussion group. Then there's a whole second section in it on just Second Life.
Oh,
wow.
And so now this is really interesting because Second Life has a, they're part of the Webheads in Second Life, which is on EduNation. And you meet there, and there's a place called the English Village. And what they're planning on doing is helping kids learn their English skills in the English Village in Second Life.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And so that's what some of the things about, you know, last week we went and we all collected Easter eggs. That basically was to familiarize us with the island.
Right.
So, and I don't, we're going again next week, so I can tell you more about it later. I mean, for me, I'm not a great gamer, so a lot of the time is spent trying to figure out what the heck I'm doing. But everybody is really nice and encouraging, so it's been really interesting.
That's great.
Now, you said kids are going to go there to learn languages. Is that on the teen grid?
Well, they're tr what they said is they're trying to get an island in the teen grid. You have to go through a, and this is my understanding, you have to go through a background check to be able to be part of the teen grid if you're an adult over 18. And so they're in the approval process now. So that's what they want to do, I believe, on the teen island. But they've already set it all up on Edunation as well. So I'm not sure how those two are going to connect.
That's great. So, Alice, would you have taken this course at a university as well as, you know, signing up for it online, or do you
I
think the
don't even,
online version?
I don't see how it would be as powerful if it was in a traditional classroom. Because probably what we would be doing, well, you know, probably what we would be doing is watching videos on the screen, but I mean, and the conversation is the same, so I don't, you know, I don't know that I would need to go to a university. And
Cool.
Second Life, you have to be on your computer anyway, so. And I guess the idea behind this is, you know, some of the software that's out there, it almost, I mean, unless you were sitting in a computer lab with a whole bunch of people and then debriefing your experience afterwards, that's the only way you could really do it, I guess.
Is that Lily I hear in the background, Alice?
No, that is Little
Oh, it's
Blueberry.
Blueberry. It's Blueberry up at the mountain.
Blueberry at the mountain. She's going to be leaving the room right now.
Blueberry Snowflake.
I love it when the dogs make a cameo.
There we go. Our dogs have been banned from the room.
Well, right before the show, my cat was throwing up in
Animal week. That's
the right. And we're babysitting a puppy lab who is just like in your
room.
face every second. More, 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 more.
Well, one thing that I'm doing with online classes, last year I took the Webhead class, and this year I said that I would co-moderate or help out with week three, which starts Monday.
Oh,
And
am I doing
you're the, yeah, you're a guest.
that
You're a guest, Bob.
too? Nice. Yeah, so you'll help
So,
set me up with that, right?
yeah,
Okay.
basically, you know, all the activities are set, all the articles are set, and I think there are over 200 people signed up for the Webheads in Action class.
Yeah,
But
it's huge.
the reason you need co-moderators is because it happens 24 hours a day, depending on people's GMT. And when someone logs on with a question, the question is answered probably within a half an hour because there are so many people watching the Yahoo group page, and you know, somebody posts a question or somebody, you know, posts a reflection to their assignment for the week, and then the conversations continue about that. So next week is going to be a really busy week for Bob and I because we're helping out with the podcast wiki blog week. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity, you know, were it not for an online opportunity. So,
That's cool.
yeah.
Let me ask, I'd like to bring this down to the high school level. What's happening in our state or locally with online course requirements. Isn't that sort of on the horizon?
You mean like virtual high school
No,
or AGM?
taking at least one course online. I know some states have already started that, and haven't I heard Maine is looking
I
at that,
believe
or
they're
communities?
considering it.
Yeah.
I don't think enough schools are even involved in that online scenario yet, but I think it's a good idea because it's, you know, it's another, first of all, with some of our schools being small, it certainly opens up a whole range of stuff that, you know, the kids might not have an experience to take. So I'm for it. I
What
kind of
have you
hope
heard
it
on the
goes.
college level? Are there, a lot of colleges doing this yet, or is it still
I
brick and
think by
mortar?
and large, pretty much all of them offer online in some format.
Right.
Now, speaking of that, the other great thing is, I've been finding a lot of links to college courses as far as, well, you guys know about MIT. You can download entire coursework, and then all the great podcasts from Stanford or where else? Berkeley
Or
has some.
Berkeley. Yeah, my
Yeah.
geek of the week was Berkeley
Oh,
this
good.
week.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
And that's been great, I mean, just here's my saying these days: too many podcasts, so little time. Because I'm listening to the news on podcasts now. I hardly ever listen to it live. I'm trying to keep up on all the education podcasts, but now I'm really enjoying this coursework. So, it's very cool.
It is very cool.
And for anyone who just kind of heard Geek of the Week and you're thinking that you've missed it, you haven't missed it. We are messing with you, and we're putting Geek of the Week at the end of the podcast today.
Because we want you to hear this all the way through.
Yep. So, I think last year, probably our mantra was join a blog, read blogs, comment on blogs, and create your own blog. And I think still, that is my biggest staff development. That's where I learn the most new stuff. Second is take an online course. They are offered synchronously, like us all Skyping together at the same time, or asynchronously, where you can just go back and go to the K-12 online conference and, continue the work and continue the conversations there. So...
awesome stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's good. It's good self-discipline too. I mean, it makes you pay attention to what's going on out there.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, it sounds like we're heading towards Geek of the Week. Am I right?
It does. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like that.
All right. Well, why don't you start, Cheryl? Because you've got a pretty cool one that you've already started us in.
Yeah. Today, we started out the pre-show in Yugma. It's yugma.com. And Yugma allows you to create a conference session and invite people to join your conference session. If you have the free subscription, you can have 10 people in the conference, up to 10 people. And the really annoying thing about the free part is those 10 people who are chatting during that conference, there's a little bleep that happens every time you have a chat while you're in that free conference. I think if you subscribe, you can get rid of that. But the session allows us to share our desktops. And if you think about that, why would it be important to share a desktop? All of us are learning to and perfecting our ability to record Skype phone calls. And when Bob shared his desktop, he had his nice cast up there and he had the Skype up there. And if I had asked to look at his settings, he would have been able to, go in and show me the preferences. So it's just a really nice tool that's free. where you can share your desktop or share something that you're working on with somebody else.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a lunch with my friend Ronald, who, you know, is a, you know, consultant for Max, and you know, he has everybody by remote desktop, and you know, now you, I mean, that's basically what that is, you know, I can see what your computer is doing, and well, I guess you can't change things, so that remote desktop would have that capability, but yeah, great for, you know, problem solving.
Absolutely.
As well.
That's my geek of the week.
And along with that, and I'm just starting to see these crop up, and you might have, there's a lot of virtual operating systems starting. And I just saw one that looks very good, but it hasn't started yet. But basically, your computer's online, your virtual desktop, and you have applications. And I was in one earlier where they had all these games that you could play. You know, it's just like having your computer, but it's web-based. So, you know, along with virtual desktops, I think that's where things are going to head. I think you're going to have your space, you know, over the net and not really, you know, you have it doesn't matter what your operating system is. And then that would be, I mean, very easy to share. I'm sure they already have that capability, and I just didn't see it, but. Pretty cool.
Oh, Cheryl, what'd you just put in the chat? What'd you just put in the chat?
All right, I'm going over. Let's see.
I'm doing my happy
Whoa,
dance.
Wow.
What is that?
So there's a little guy dancing in Skype.
Yeah, down in the bottom. Okay, in another geek of the week. If you're using Skype, in the bottom right-hand side, there's an insert, an emoticon.
Oh, and, yeah, okay. All right.
I'm just going to share.
I got a ninja in. There's my ninja. There's a steaming hot cup of cocoa now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, coming to you live from the Mountain House, hot chocolate. Okay, so.
All right, Bob, are you doing Geek of the Week or me?
Go ahead. I'm still putting in some links of the Geek of the Week in the blog, so go ahead.
Okay, I have a couple, actually. One thing is that when I was reading my Yahoo group's mail for webheads the other day, I used to belong to Blue Webin. And
oh, yeah.
Remember Blue Webin?
Yeah, I just went there the other day. I had forgotten about that.
Well, they have a little notice on the Yahoo groups now that says they've decided to put time and money back into getting it started up again. And what Blue Webin is Pacific Bell in California had a person who just looked for appropriate K-12 websites. And they usually are based around a theme of the week, you know, a subject area. But they're always really, really good. And so they've started up again. So you can subscribe to that at Yahoo Groups. And this week's Blue Webin choice was all about those Google tools for teachers. But what I got out of it was the Google Table of Contents. And it is fabulous. It's all about, they have all these documents for doing a really good search. They have a quiz for using Google with students. They have reference guides for all their online tools. And then they have links to Google Earth and how to use Google Earth appropriately. I mean, it's huge. There's tons of stuff in it, and it looks really, really good.
Wow.
So that's pretty nifty. And then my other geek of the week was going to be UC Berkeley on your iPod. And I just really, I mean, I really think that course material is becoming more and more prevalent for you to borrow and use. MIT has also put many of their courses online. And then there's also one called Kerwiki, which has been started by, I'm going to forget his name, Sun Microsystems. But anyway, he's getting math and science teachers to put content in this wiki. For high school. Yep. So that's pretty neat. And then I have one more thing. Just one more thing, said Steve Jobs. Oh, yeah. You have to go to dinner, Mrs. Oaks.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
It sounds like a football game in the background there.
Yeah, you can tell the skiers came home.
Hi,
I can mute
skiers.
myself.
Hi, skiers. Technology and Learning magazine this month has an article, Measuring Up to a Flat World, Measuring Up in a Flat World, which
Oh.
was written by Karen Grinwood Henke, who actually does the judging for the National Semiconductor Awards. But one of the things that I would love people to take a look at is she has a profile of an international studies school graduate put out by the Asia Society. And
Oh.
the profile is to be academically prepared, proficient thinker and problem solver, culturally aware of world events and global dynamics, literate for the 21st century, collaborative team member, effective user of technology, and socially prepared and culturally sensitive.
Wow.
So there we go, folks. Those are the kids we need to be sending out in the
Yeah.
world. So I'll put the link to that in the show notes.
Excellent.
Wonderful. Whoa. And actually, when you talk about virtual spaces, Bob, as I'm listening to this, I went into my proto page office. And so I'm typing my notes of things that I need to look at right in my proto page virtual office.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that on the show before, but as a reminder, or for some folks who are just catching up with us,
Yeah, love it.
it's wonderful.
Okay, here come my geek of the weeks. I
All
got
right.
two. One is geared right towards teachers that don't have a lot of time and don't have iWork. And this is called Letter Pop. And
Ooh.
you can make stupendously creative newsletters in minutes. And so, yeah, it's very, very easy. And kids can do this as well. Yeah, I don't think you need an email or anything. But you go, you enter a title. It is a letterpop.com. Enter a title for your newsletter, hit enter, and then there's a whole bunch of very nice templates. And then you'll upload your, there's actually 24 templates that they have right now. You'll upload your photos, do the writing right in this, and boom, it's quick as a wink. So yeah,
Wow.
very nice. You know, even sending a
Wow.
letter home for a student or
Wow.
something. There's one, they have like a template 2006 here in the pictures. You could do that at the end of the year or something where the kids do it. They have some Christmas themes. What's this one that I like? I don't know what the theme is, but the text is sort of like in ransom note font. So kids would have fun with that. And I don't think they store your images there or anything. I could be wrong about that, but then you just publish it, and you can either send out an email to recipients. So they must host it
Oh.
at some part, or you could print it right out. So very
Wow.
quick, very neat.
Wow. Huh. Where
Yeah.
do you find that stuff?
You
Yeah.
know, I might have found that from Blue Webin. I was on there a lot this week and I found some really great stuff.
Ah.
I've been searching for Web 2.0 in Stumble a lot, and that has been, very advantageous. Things come
Yep.
up that I never would have found. So back to
Wow.
Stumble. Really like Stumble.
I love Stumble. I'm loving it too.
Yeah.
And if people haven't been using that, it is great. You can even have it be a plug-in on your Firefox bar. So it
Oh,
creates
yeah,
another
I've Well, that's the
menu
only way I
bar
know
so
how to
you can.
do it, actually.
Okay.
It's
It's
blocked at
cool.
our school site, and I imagine it would be blocked at most people's school
Well, you
site.
didn't tell me that. I can open it
Well,
up.
I don't think it needs to be open, but it is sort of like an open search. So, okay, so the second one that I have, I've been looking at a lot of news collection sites. Not that I spend a lot of time with that or even dig. I once in a while check out Dig, and then I kind of get bored. But I like this one because I like using this as more like a bookmark place. But it is geared around news mostly, and it's called Clipmarks. So that's at clipmarks.com. And, you know, it's social. People are clipping things, and you see the latest, you know, clips, and you also see the top clips. You sort of vote on them by doing what's called popping them, and that'll pop it to the top. So how many pops it gets, you know, stays up there. But what I really like is, again, it's an install for your Firefox. But when you're at an article, let's say, you click on this little paperclip picture. And then you go to your page and you can easily select different parts of the page. Almost, it looks like graphics. You can select graphics, you can select text, and just get snapshots of what the page is. So I really like that, because then when you go look at your clips, you don't just have a title that you go, what was that? You know, you actually see, you know, the mm-hmm. picture, you see the headline, things like that. And, nice. You know, I like bookmarking like that, where I can actually see a visual of what I was interested in. And, you know, as far as Sweet. Articles, you know, you can easily go back and look at a quick synopsis, and then it puts a link right in to go back to visit the page. So. Pretty cool.
That is cool.
Bookmarks. Yep.
That's very sweet.
I'm still looking for that perfect bookmarking system, and I haven't found it yet.
Really? Oh, I'm loving Delicious.
I like Delicious, but I love that visual component, you know, so I like this clipmark thing, you know, seeing a picture of it.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Wow. All right. Well, we've done about half an hour here, and got our Geek of the Weeks in at the end, which is unusual.
I like the Geek of the Week at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Like, something to live for every time.
That's right. Shake it up. Shake it up. All right. Well, I think I'm ready to go out and see all the skiers before they bust in the door here.
Great. You've been listening to Seedlings at Bit by Bit, our monthly show. We might start bumping it up to twice a month. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd
sure.
Like to see that to happen. See
sure.
that happen. So.
And so comment on the blog if you'd like to see that happen.
Yes. Yeah. That would be great. Get some feedback on that. We could even put a SurveyMonkey survey there.
Sure.
All right. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Bye.
Over and out. Bye.
Today's music came from the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com.